time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I have Jason Hunsinger. He is the director of Helpers Mining and Railroad Museum, and they've got a really fun exhibit coming up because there are a lot of people in the area that, you know, and even people that just come to the area that enjoy it and they want to take pictures of trains. So that is what this whole exhibit is kind of wrapped around. It's called Rail Fan, and it starts Monday, July 5th. Jason, how are you this morning?
Oh, pretty good. Thanks, Dave.
Let's talk about how are things going up at the museum?
We're busy, you know. We had a huge Saturday, and we're kind of back into the summer flow of things where we've got a lot of visitors rolling in, and from a lot of different states. We're still kind of missing our international visitors, but yeah, if you take a look at our guest log, we've got visitors from all over the country out on vacation and pouring into the museum.
So they're getting back out there and they're stopping in and checking on Helpers Mining and Railroad Museum. So let's talk for a moment about this Railfan exhibit. It starts, like you said, we're going to put everything out. In fact, you're starting putting it together today. And what was kind of the idea behind this museum? I mean, I know you're a photographer, and you probably know a lot of people that all they do is just take pictures of trains and those kinds of things. Is that kind of where this stemmed from, or have you got another idea in mind as well?
Well, you know, I have people that come into the museum that kind of come down to help her just to do that, and then they stop at the museum, you know, so this is kind of a genre of photography that I'm not wasn't really familiar with, and I was surprised at how much there was going on with that and how big of a draw this area is. And, you know, it kind of fits in perfect with our theme, and we have a really nice art room where we have a permanent collection of our WPA paintings from the 1930s. So the exhibit will take place in there. So we're kind of doing these temporary exhibits, and this just seemed like an obvious theme for the museum here, and thought we'd get a lot of interest, and we have.
Now, are most of them, we were talking a little bit before, you do have some local photographers and some local artists that are doing these, but you have some that are kind of statewide as well?
Yeah, we do. Quite a range. I mean, some locals, but definitely a lot of Utah photographers that kind of come to this area to make those photographs. And it's not restricted to just Price Canyon and Helper area, although that's kind of the bulk of what we have. But we also have some photographs that are kind of, we got some from Nevada and California railways. So it's a really nice range of stuff that we have for the show. I'm really impressed with the quality of the entries that we received.
All right. Well, and I'm gonna kind of put you on the spot here for just a second, because as I said, you're a photographer. What do you think it is about trains that makes people look at and photograph trains and paint trains and things like that? I mean, is it different angles in it? Is it what do you think it is?
A lot of photography, really, you're going out there and you don't know what you're going to get exactly. I mean, it's the idea of kind of chasing your subject. That's kind of the excitement of it, I think, for these real photographers trying to get into the right place at the right time, where things align, you know. So you've got a moving subject. It's a real challenge to try to get everything aligned to get that shot where you got the light, you got the train in the right place, and you got the scenic background. To get all those elements, I think, is even more challenging when you've got a somewhat unpredictable subject like a train. I think that's the part of the draw there.
It's one of those things that you take 40 pictures and you hope one of them turns out, right?
Yeah. I think with this, you kind of know, you know, more when you got it. And I think that you have to take that, you know, you have to try that many times in some instances to get that one, I'm sure. Maybe we can have a real photographer that does this a lot on, like, a little later in the summer or something to talk about this.
And see what goes through there. So this, yeah, once again, it's the Railfan exhibit. It's going to be at the Helpers Mining and Railroad Museum. This is going to be a little different one, though, because people are going to be able to come in and vote on which one they like best. So how is that going to work?
Yeah, that'll be part of the fun. So just to mention, we are closed on Monday, July 5th for the holiday for July 4th. So Tuesday, it should be up and ready to view for the public. But so we, you know, kind of tying this into Arts Festival, we've got Arts Festival the third week of August. If you come in to view the exhibit, you can vote on your favorite images. So I think we'll probably have for second, third place, and you can drop your vote into a box here, and then we'll announce the winners on Arts Festival and kind of make a big deal out of that.
All right, so get on up there. Once again, it'll start Tuesday, July 6th, right? It'll be open and ready to view for the public.
Yeah, that's right, and you can vote all summer. I think we'll restrict it to one vote per viewer, so you might want to come in, ponder it a bit, think about it, and then maybe come back a little later and vote. And we'd love for you to see the museum as a whole. And but if you want to just come in and take a look at the exhibit, that's fine. As we've been doing $8 a person or $20 a family to go through the museum, but you're welcome to just come in and take a look at the exhibit and the beautiful WPA art gallery that we have right here on the first floor.
And you were saying that you guys aren't under any kind of protocols right now. You're just asking people if they don't feel well, please don't come in. But as far as like COVID protocols and everything, you guys are free and clear of those now.
Yeah, you know, just use your common sense. If you're sick, don't come in. But it's kind of a great feeling to be past that right now, and things are going pretty well with that.
Absolutely. Jason, thank you so much for taking out the time to come in today. Now, if anybody has any questions or anything, you guys have a great Facebook page. Where can they find you at?
Again, we've changed our name. I'm not sure everyone's aware of this. We're now Helpers Mining and Railroad Museum. So you can just enter that into Facebook, and it'll take you there. If you enter Western Mining and Railroad Museum, you'll also get to our page as well. And we also have our Instagram page, posting a lot of photos on that, and that is Helper Utah Museum.
All right. Jason Hunsinger with Helpers Mining and Railroad Museum. It's the Rail Fan Exhibit. It starts on July 6th. Get on up there and check it out. Jason, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today.
No, thanks for putting the word out. I appreciate it.
Anytime. Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, CastleCountryRadio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.